It's Congressman Paul Tonko. Good to have you with us this morning. Why don't we start off with something that your office honestly suggested, and it's in our news this morning. It's not right here in Amsterdam, but we have many commuters to Albany. Isn't this what you wanted to talk about, this big construction project down at Fuller Road, Washington Avenue Extension?
Yes, I think it's a good example of the investment that must be made in infrastructure. Bob, the issue we're talking about here is a project at Fuller Road and Washington Avenue Extension as it relates to Exit 24, also through 24, and the Northway. There is a huge bottleneck with the growth of the nanotechnology site that is part of SUNY Albany, right near Exit 24. In fact, there's a construction project underway as they build yet another of the nanotechnology centers at that campus. And a huge bottleneck. In fact, they're going to take some 20,000 vehicle count and respond to it and reduce it from the congestion. And so yesterday they unveiled the project. They sort of speak broke ground, and now they'll continue with that effort with completion this fall. But it's a partnership amongst the public-private sector, Fuller Road marketing group, and nanotech. Mm-hmm. And what happens here is that with the $15 million project, a huge piece of the pie came from the state DOT. But then from that DOT contribution, 80% of it was through federal funds. And I think it just showcases how important infrastructure, transportation investment is to energy, environment, and economic recovery outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
The idle time, the idling time, is causing pollution. The waste of energy because of that congestion and idling is easily documented. And the efforts for economic recovery to move vehicles through that area is an important factor. And we'll do this project and put people to work. That, I think, is a very strong bit of testimony as to why we need to reauthorize the transportation infrastructure bill. The transportation reauthorization bill has been extended in short-term format nine times over in the last couple of years. And I just think it's unacceptable as an outcome. There's no way contractors will commit to purchasing goods and hiring folks if they know it's going to be extended, for instance, 90 days, which was the outcome a few weeks ago.
Mm.
And it's all because they can't build a consensus in the House. The majority itself can't come up with a consensus because they have an element that won't invest. They say it's too long of a time frame for commitment and it's too much of an investment. When we've got all of these projects across this country, you know, we just celebrated the 25th anniversary of the collapse of the two-way bridge. And that ought to remind us that there are many deficient bridges out there that need to be addressed.
Huh. You just mentioned, celebration, it was a remembrance of the 25th anniversary. But
yes, I better said, I stand corrected.
Right.
The commemoration of that 25 years reminds us also that 10 people, I believe, had passed and had died in that incident, none of whom were from this county.
In fact,
and so we're all at risk, I believe, when we have deficiency out there within our infrastructure.
You mentioned the thruway bridge, and there's another topic you wanted to bring up about a business that is there that survived that, but was badly damaged in the floods of last year. And in fact, a member of the family of Karen's Produce perished in the flood. I believe maybe our only fatality in Montgomery County from the flood.
Yeah, with the floods last year, there were two in the congressional district, and there were very sad situations, and one impacting us here in Montgomery County with Steve Chorecki's passing. But, yeah, it was so good to see, another business rise from the damage of the floods. And, you know, to the entire Jalecki family, my hat's off. They've done a remarkable job in not only restoring their business site, but actually improving it. They have created a separate new room that will enable them to extend their season. They've done a phenomenal job on putting it all together and had a wonderful tribute to their dad, to Karen's husband, with a memorial wall that, just has a strong impact on all of the visitors and customers there. So, yeah, I wish them well as they go into this new season. They had a tremendous turnout for their grand opening this past week on the 10th, I believe it was, which, by the way, was the birthday of their late dad. So it's good to see people rising from the ravages of the waters and coming back,
now,
showing the resilience and strength that's out there.
Now, this week, Governor Cuomo announced the state's picking up the local share of a lot of the flood recovery, winning bipartisan praise. But we had Assemblyman George Amador on, a Republican, yesterday, and you know he thought this was great, and I'm sure you do too. And it is great, but you know the for people who are talking about being fiscal conservatives, how can the state afford to do that?
Well, you know, I think what they do is put their priorities together. And people have determined, rightfully so, that the comeback of these communities is important. And the relieving of the property tax burden, which is the alternative, requires that be a high priority. And, you know, I think for some of the transportation spin-up that the governor just announced, a great portion, a proportion of that is federal monies that are getting spun up. And the remainder, I believe, is that which is borrowed at what is a very low rate at market today. It's probably the best rates people have seen in a long time. And there's a useful life with a lot of the infrastructure improvements that will expand 30 to 40 years. And so it may be the best way to resolve our current challenges.